Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/lead-change.
It's the Talk of Troy. Voices and sounds from the campuses of Troy University. I'm Brittany Wyatt. Comedians don't usually headline the International Arts Center, but currently there's an exhibit on display that might make you think they do. The artist Winfred Hawkins blends dark humor with digital art and works on canvas. Troy Public Radio's Chris Alf paints the full picture.
The exhibition, Comedian, references an infamous artwork featuring a banana duct taped to a wall, the Selma Bridge crossing, Pokemon, and more. It also represents an evolution of style, due in part to a condition that affects Hawkins' ability to create.
In 2012, I developed ulnar nerve entrapment in both my arms. When you hit your funny bone, the pain after that is that. During that time, I started sketching and drawing with my opposite hand.
The works use cartoonish visuals to provide social commentary and make historical references. IAC curator Carrie Jackson says that it's powerful.
Winfred is a young artist, but he has made a big impact in his community. And we have some amazing artwork in here that he's created, and we're just thrilled that he's shared it with us.
Wednesday's Artist Talk gave insight into Hawkins' inspirations and challenges. Senior studio art major Naima Hakim resonated with the artist's expression of loneliness.
Painting and just art in general can be so solitary because we're so busy all the time, but I think it's really important to try to like reach out and ask questions. It's okay to talk, and it's okay to like be around others while you create.
The exhibition Comedian is on display through April 11th in Troy University's International Arts Center on the main campus. For a longer version of my interview with Winfred Hawkins, where he talks about the inspiration behind his art, check out our podcast. For the Talk of Troy, I'm Chris Alf.
This week, Bird Note told us about one kind of migration.
A flock of geese wings across the sky in perfect V-shaped formation.
Now visitors are also lining up for Troy University's main campus arboretum. Producer Brendan Bryan has the word.
Bird is the word this week. Thanks to restoration efforts at the arboretum, more than 8 miles of trails have been cleared out, an outdoor classroom has been installed, and 2 new bridges have been built. And that's just pecking the surface. Arboretum Director Alvin Diamond says there's a golden egg.
We are now officially part of the Alabama Birding Trails, and we are one of 22 designated birding sites on the trail in the Wiregrass region.
And with the wide variety of species, visitors usually find one to love.
They have different tastes. Some are really interested in the little warblers. We have some other people that are interested in the big showy birds like the hawks and the owls. Other people are, any bird makes them happy.
Diamond's favorite flying friend is the eastern bluebird, an avian beauty that made a recent comeback.
When I was a student here back in the 80s, we put up a bluebird nest box trail and we went out and checked to see if the birds were nesting and how many eggs and how many young they had. So I think that was really what got me interested to begin with.
To wing your way to Troy University's main campus arboretum, now part of Alabama's birding trails, visit today.troy.edu. For the Talk of Troy, I'm Brendan Bryan.
I'm Brittany Wyatt, and you've been listening to The Talk of Troy, Troy University's official podcast, available at NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. Tweet about it.